everybody. Welcome to the Season 2 Launchpad series, where we showcase commercial applications that are built by a Microsoft partner and based on technologies such as Azure, Windows, and Office 365. Today, we brought an amazing partner from Europe, where they built a digital workflow solution for a local police agency. An amazing part is they were able to save $5 million within the six-month period as they launched the solution with a break-even point of 2 months. Want to find out who this partner is and how we can benefit from the same solution? Join in. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Launchpad series. Today, we have Christian Eckhart from Icomedius.
Hello.
Welcome, Christian.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for coming all the way from Austria. So I know that you and I, when we first started thinking about doing a show, we spent a lot of time talking about how police agencies and other mobile workers, like in the health institutions, are able to benefit from the solution. So we're really excited to hear more. And this is the tech show, so you're going to do some live demo for us, right?
Sure, we do.
Yeah,
sure,
all right. We well, let's get started, shall we?
Yeah, we do.
So first, we're going to have you introduce Icomedius.
Yeah.
And then really want to hear more about what are the pain points in your healthcare space and also police agencies where they have, frankly, still probably all too much unstructured workflow or lack of workflow, papers, real paper forms, and so on. You can help us really understand how you can empower these companies with Windows 10, SharePoint, and the Icomedius solution to help with that space. Mm-hmm. And then let's do a demo and then call out some free evaluation kits.
Yeah, okay. Actually the problem for all our customers, all industries are quite the same. So about Icomedius, we're Austrian based. We have 20 years of history behind us. Mm-hmm. We have been awarded Austrian Partner of the Year from Microsoft. We have been partner of finalist in the WPC for the solution we will show now. And for our customers, for police, as you told before, police, Red Cross, City of Berlin, an Austrian region, MAN, hospital holding, infrastructure provider, and for example, in custom in Australia, nationwide for all their children's care institutions. They mm-hmm. do the quality management with our solution.
Excellent. Well, I think the awards speak for themselves. But tell our audience, what are the common things that seems to be are the problems that usually brought to your table when it comes to enabling these kind of type of workflow? What tends to be the issue here?
The issue is the paper issue. You see, many forms are today on paper. Yeah. Paper is cheap per sheet, but not cheap per case. Mm-hmm. And why do we still carry paper? It's quite easy. We carry paper because we want our customers, our clients, our patients to sign on paper in handwriting, and we want to leave a copy for them. Mm-hmm. And we can do this by paper now. And the problem is we carry paper and we carry paper to retyping then. So there's a lag in time between the customer has finished and it's digitally available. So they don't save time, they don't save money. They lack compliance because they don't know the situation now. And the only thing you get is errors in retyping, errors in not completing it.
Right, transcription errors that could be very costly, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So Christian, how applicable are these in the verticals? What are the most common use cases that you've seen so far in the various industries?
Yeah, we are applicable to quite any industry. Is this a field service? We will have the demonstration case then, mm-hmm. a field service.
Yeah.
A manufacturing, first responders, and healthcare. They are mm-hmm. very important things
right.
because they don't have enough people. They mm-hmm. don't have enough police officers on patrol.
Right.
They're doing paperwork
yep.
besides being on patrol.
Right.
Healthcare the same. They haven't studied a medicine to copy paper forms, then facility maintenance and construction and real estate. So quite in every industry.
Right. So your solution is really horizontal, can touch various different vertical industries.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Now, can we unpack a little bit and see what are the technical capabilities your solution has?
Sure. Yeah. Very welcome. This is a mobile Windows 10 app, a universal app running on desktop, tablets, laptops, and on the phone. And we have SharePoint and SQL in the backend. So integration is done to third-party systems via this. Four important things we do. We cover, as you said, in the field, we must be capable of being offline. And offline means not only being offline, is a weak networks as well. So we synchronize, we have a local database, and the user doesn't see any difference if he's online or offline.
Right.
A very important thing, this is one of the main reasons for sticking with paper, is that we can sign biometrically. Biometrically means when you use your pen, you sign on this device. We record the pressure profile, the velocity profile. We record a 2D image of that, and we record when you ride and go off and ride and go off.
See.
So
all this
information is unique for your signature. The other thing is usability. Many devices, many situations, different situations, many people using different devices in different situations, not only their own device. So we work on all devices, and for the phone, because the phone is getting more important for us,
right.
We use dictation. So on a small device, you can type that good. So therefore, dictation and efficiency, as said before, automation. Automation is that we go in with pre-populated forms. Pre-populated means you don't have to type that much, and you're not typing that much, less errors. So compliance is even better by them. And then we synchronize all this information from third party into the form, and when completed, back to this.
And I think the last point is really important, is the workflow and all the different solutions and forms are quite different from a hospital system scenario to a field worker working for an oil and gas company or a utilities company. What you have is the ability to actually make those forms directly connected and relevant and ready to be pushed back into the cloud through the third-party system. So you won't have data that doesn't belong anywhere that were captured.
Sure.
Right? And you won't have data that's not captured when they're required.
You won't have the information. It has been captured immediately after it has been captured.
Perfect.
Not hours later.
Right. That's right. So Christian, let's jump right into the demo, shall we?
Yeah, wonderful.
All right. Now, before we do that, can you paint a picture of what is the use case here and walk us through before you jumped into the software?
Yeah. Our case is you made a renovation at your home and you damaged your water meter there.
Okay.
Yeah. And
I've been known to be clumsy sometimes.
No problem. That's why we are here.
Yeah.
I'm from the water supply company, and I got the information that I should go to you, to your house, and see if it can be repaired, what's happening, and do the repair, and conclude this service case. You sign it, and we are then finished.
All right, Christian. So this field worker will start pick up this device in the beginning of the day. Can you walk us through from that point on?
Yeah, I take my device. I look at the appointments I have. I see your appointment is in the morning, and a little later I have another appointment. I go to your appointment and check your address. So where are you? I don't know how long it takes me to go there. I do the routing, and the information is sent. And we have it here. I will take some 20 minutes. I'm a little late, so I go back to the form, and I think I will call you. I will call you using Skype. That I will be late there.
Right.
I'm half an hour later.
Yeah.
I arrive at your home.
Yeah.
The phone is okay. We did everything before. And then I move to another device,
a bigger
device.
Yeah.
And on this bigger device, you can see the same information. All is synchronized. What I don't know, I go into the application. I see you. I see when it starts. And I can see a symbolic image of the water meter. Your water meter is broken. I saw it's right, and I can mark with a pen here. This is the area where it's broken.
Yeah.
I replace not the meter, I replace the cover, and I tell them schedule with the customer, because this wasn't okay really that we took so long for that. What we do next is we make it for free. It's a warranty repair, and by that I saw our plumbing had a problem, and
plumbing, that's right.
There was water dripping out, and for that I have to make a photo to send you another technician then.
Right.
And this is the image of the plumbing.
That looks really bad.
And take the photo. Yeah, this is really bad. And it needs to be fixed. So photo, I don't need it all over there. Did a photo is stored. Photo is stored even with location there? When when has the photo been
done?
Yeah,
it just showed up there. And it's right here.
Until include in your PDF you will get then. And I mark it with my pen. This is the part that has to be cut out.
Yeah.
Cut. Important. Usually they used a digital camera. They had to upload it. They had to photo edit. They couldn't annotate a photo.
Right.
And this is all in one now.
This is perfect. This is perfect. Now you capture all the inputs. And
everything
this
is
also a schematic.
Sketching. I can do a sketching and I tell my people who come for replacement, this is the old pipe. This is the distance for that. Yeah. And now we are quite finished. I am finished now with you. So I check when I check out was 8:30. We took 1 hour. And what I need is you to sign as my customer.
All right.
I've done my work.
Yeah.
Right?
All right.
Biometrically, so we will record all this information.
Right. And notice the fidelity of the signing too.
Yeah, the fidelity
and now
is
there's
here
a
now.
Date here. Okay.
The fidelity is here. We have here a locking key, so the signature is locked. I cannot
sign
it.
Further.
And
further.
When have you?
Right. So let's summarize.
Yeah.
What you have now is the capability of digitally organize or orchestrate the field worker going from one place to another, and which you know field workers need to be fully utilized and be efficient any given day. You have that, so you have the timing piece, appointments, you have the connection to the customer through phone, email. At the same time, you can capture signature and take photos. That you really collapse all of the orchestration and data capture in one flow with one device and one app.
It's one
and
flow.
Everything is pushed up, synchronized to your cloud.
Now.
Right.
And you don't have to get back. You don't have to get back to the office. In the
and
office,
do more work.
Back office worker can complete this now.
Right, right.
And when we are finished now, also I'm finished, I tell the system, I confirm I'm complete. So, finished now, this is my next appointment. And not to disappoint you, I have no paper for you.
Oh, well, the digital world, I actually love if I can get an email. Do I get
what
an email
reader,
copy of
what
this?
Reader, yes,
perfect,
correctly.
Perfect.
We send you a PDF, and this is digital transformation. Digital transformation is not taking a printer with us. Digital transformation is send it digitally.
Perfect. That's how I organize things, because I hate papers lying around my house. And as a matter of fact, I get it right here. I have the water meter with the annotation. I have my signature. Let's see if we have that photos of the ugly broken pipe. We have that right here with the annotation as well. Perfect. And then, of course, there's an extra schematic. So I don't understand what it is, but the maintenance worker does. And next time the technician will come, second time, we have all the information. I have a copy as well as the customer. Fantastic workflow. All right, Christian, fantastic demo. So, can we lift the hood of the car and see what's under the hood? What are the technologies that's actually making it run?
We can have a short look at it. Hmm. A third-party application, the water meter. The company pre-populated my form out of their backend system.
So this is a workflow?
This is a workflow. The workflow, they started, I shall visit you.
Sure, sure.
Then synchronized to SharePoint to hybrid forms. A form is generated, pre-populated with information. Synchronized out to my devices. You saw my phone, you saw the tablet on both devices.
Right.
Offline dictation biometric. And then when we were finished, it went back here. Here was the PDF sent. My back office guys can use HTML, a web browser, to access this form as
just
well.
Just extra annotation if need be.
For example,
and then push back.
We move back.
Perfect.
And that's all.
Perfect.
A cycle.
Right. Excellent. And a third party can really bring in the different vertical solutions that matters to police agencies versus healthcare scenarios versus
whatever
manufacturing and so
third party.
On. Yep.
Control
perfect.
Command centers, SAP, CRM, Dynamics, whatever.
Perfect. Perfect. And with that, tell us a recent customer. Like I sort of give a teaser in the beginning. You actually were able to save amazing $5 million worth of dollars with a European agency. Tell us a little bit more about that story.
We and a partner of ours had a project now in 2016 in Europe for European Police Agency. What we are doing there, we saved 10% efficiency. This means 100 police officers more on the road.
More on the
patrol,
road.
On patrol, off their existing. We have a project budget of $1.5 million. And the interesting thing and why they love us, they save per year. This is the at all project budget. They save per year over $5 million.
Right.
And the project is deployed in 6 to 9 months. So very quick results. If they need to restock police officers, the education of police officers take 24 to 36 months.
Right, that's right.
Compared to 6 months.
Right, and your break-even point is like 2 months for the one-time cost of $1.5 million, right?
You calculate.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And I think we can also apply it for healthcare scenarios, saving lives, saving costs, and healthcare environment.
Quite the same.
Excellent, excellent.
So the limited resources are the police officers, the doctors, the nurses, you name it.
Right. So Christian, what happened in the scenario for another police agencies where they actually want just one device? They want to leave no data behind in the car. They want to always keep the data with them, but have a full screen experience. Have you instituted anything new there?
Yeah, we've talked with the German police guys there, and what they have told us, they want to fill their form on those devices you have seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them it's not possible, such a big form. And they told me, no, we want to start with a device I have always at hand, and then I go back to a bigger screen or use a new continuum feature you have with Microsoft. I plug my device and all the data are on this device only, and it's my personal device. I plug it into the continuum dock and I have a full big screen experience. Mm-hmm. I have the same experience as on a PC, on a laptop, on my mobile phone, and it's the only piece
but
of
data.
But
this is the only CPU, so you could be in your cop car, have basically a ruggedized monitor with no CPU, no hard drive, all it is stay with you and you connect
and
you're
good
to go. Yeah. Well, let's take a quick look. I think the audience will probably be interested in this.
So we connect this device, and what we can do also is we can use a mouse and a keyboard as seen here. And what's happening now is on my big screen, here it is, I have a mouse and a keyboard there, and I start how it forms again.
Yep, just like you were using on the phone, except now you have a bigger screen experience.
Just on the phone, and just like on the phone, and I open my next appointment as we did here.
And then now did everything, and the whole thing is without another CPU. Everything is powered by this mobile phone.
All is on the mobile phone. I leave no data in the car, no data in my office, no data in another office I use.
Which is huge for privacy reasons, for security reasons, whether it's healthcare or police agencies or any other business scenarios.
And this is my personal device.
Correct. That's right. Yep. Thank you so much, Christian. This is an amazing solution. This is really powerful, I think, for any verticals or industries that I can think of. So with that, I'm so excited about it. I'm sure our audience are. How can they get started?
Yeah, they can start quite easily. First, download the application, try it yourself, ask us for a 60-day trial with a proof of concept.
Excellent.
Do the digital transformation, and most important for us, as our partners implement with our customers. We want to get new partners, additional partners. Please register as partner, ask us, and we will be more than happy about you.
All right. Hey, Christian, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we really appreciate you coming from Austria. Please do come back next time. I know your team is continuing to innovate, so we'd love to hear more down the next months and quarters. With that, here's another show, the Launchpad series. If you want to learn more from other Microsoft partner, just simply go to aka.ms/launchpad. With that, here's the end of the show. Thank you for joining. Have a good rest of the day.